And then after 2005, we're going into a political and economic cycle that's just going to see the complete dismantling. I mean, it's going to be like, you know, the center is not going to be able to hold. It's going to be political, social, economic, literally the beginning of a tribulation period in the United States. And it's been something I've been talking about. Was never one of the guys that said 2000 was going to be that the end, world was going to end, or we were going to spin off into the sun. I'd always said that 2005, based on everything that I've seen from going to points in the future and then looking back on our history from a future point, if you will, and then marrying that to the cycles in the Mayan calendar and the Great Pyramid of Giza. I mean, the most frightening thing for me was actually doing the Prophecies of the Pyramid special, going into the pit, which is about 151 feet beneath the level of the pyramid itself, and actually understanding the time coding of the pyramid and knowing that the actual lip of the pit is approximately a one-year space where something is going to occur this fall, September, October, November or so, that is going to consist of some kind of warning to mankind. And I'm not exactly sure what, every time I try to see what it is, I try to travel to it, and it's just this murky cloud. Sometimes
you don't see it. You can't feel it.
Sometimes I get angelic entities, and this is where it gets very, very interesting. I'll literally get angelic entities, like these huge angelic entities who are literally standing in front of a closed door with their hands outstretched saying, you can't go here because this future has not yet been decided, literally. And it has a great deal to do with whether or not people make a choice, because there is choice and control in this, and people always have the control to make the choice. There is always God's grace, and every prophecy and prediction is very much a prospect, because at any given time, people through prayer and through focused thought can change their destiny. It's been unfortunate because over the course of the last, you know, 13 years or so since I've been doing this, I haven't seen, I mean, the last time I saw a major change in destiny was probably somewhere around 1992 or so, when I'd felt originally that there were going to be a series of massive quakes in California that then, for whatever reason, were then physically stopped.
Well, there's supposed to be one by September 5th of this year, according to some geologists.
In California?
In California, no. Absolutely. In Southern California. They're indicators. These are scientists now.
Right.
Their indicators say that by September 5th, there's going to be a huge earthquake in Southern California.
I disagree.
Okay.
I disagree. And I've been right about 80% of the time, and they are never right about, I mean, show
well,
me.
Well, they've hit two. They've hit the last two that they predicted.
Okay. Well, that's pretty interesting, because I'd be very interested. The only person that I know that has any kind of track record whatsoever doing this is Jim Berkland, up in Northern California.
Yes.
Who's on the show, who's a guest on the program. I disagree.
Well, I think we'll track that. You say no, and they say yes.
No.
One of you will be right.
Remember, what we just had, I mean, if you count this one, we just had a 4.1 up in Santa Barbara. We were talking about, you know, what we were going to get into tonight, whether or not you want to talk about it or not, was the four major kill zones in the United States, which were, of course, the San Andreas Fault here in California, the Yellowstone Caldera, Mount Rainier in Seattle, and the New Madrid Fault in the Midwest. And as far as what goes on here in Los Angeles, I do believe that there's going to be a fairly substantial quake here. And, you know, when we're talking about, here's the good thing about the San Andreas Fault, and it's good that we're talking about this now. The San Andreas Fault has a whole series of faultines, minor fault lines, that actually go off of the fault itself that act as shock absorbers, if you will, for the fault line. Now, here's where it gets a little spooky. When I predicted the Northridge quake, and I was dead on, I actually missed the date of the quake by 10 days, but I gave the epicenter, I gave the magnitudes, and we're talking about 8 months in advance. And as we got closer and closer and closer to it, and I was on this program over and over and over again saying, look, this is what's going to happen, while others were saying there's going to be a massive quake in California, California's going to slide in the ocean, millions are going to die, and I was the only one that said, no, that's not going to happen, there's going to be a quake in the Northridge-Palmdale area, in the northern section of the San Fernando Valley. It's going to be a very, very strange quake, and the biggest thing that I got psychically for that particular quake was that somehow there was going to be something that was going to happen where the quake was going to be artificially induced. And as outrageous as that sounds, in the October Los Angeles Times for 1993, the United States Geological Survey teamed up with the U.S. Navy, and since then have been conducting a series of experiments under the banner of something they call Project Shockwave. Project Shockwave buried a series of explosive devices to create quakes in the 2.1 to 3 range that then let off a concussive series of blasts so that they could then study the faultines and the various earthquake fault lines in California. It is my belief, and this is how I actually track the epicenter of the Northridge quake, that the USGS and the US Navy have been using sonics, extra low frequency waves, a series of concussive and explosive devices to actually trigger minor quakes in California.
On purpose or accidentally?
On purpose to relieve pressure on the San Andreas Fault. You've seen quakes exactly like this happen when all the cave systems began to mysteriously collapse in Afghanistan when we first went in.
Yes.
And there were a whole series of mysterious quakes there. That was the extra low frequency sonic technology that is being used, I believe, in the United States, specifically on places like the San Andreas Fault, to relieve pressure on the fault. And I think the biggest demonstration of that, and I may be completely alone in this opinion, and this may sound completely insane, is that the Northridge quake was an artificially triggered quake, and every geologist that I spoke to about this was completely baffled by the nature of the quake, by the direction of the quake, but to relieve pressure off the San Andreas Fault, because the major section of that quake was building under Palmdale, which is right underneath Edwards Air Force Base here in Southern Cal, and there's a gigantic underground facility that was built by Northrop Grumman that they call the Ant Hill, which is also in the goes like 42 levels underground, and it's in the it's just the far end of the Antelope Valley.
I hate to be in there when an earthquake hits.
Right. Well, it's my opinion once again is that I believe that they're actually releasing pressure on the San Andreas Fault, and I don't think that I do believe that we'll see 4.1s, fives, maybe as big as 5.5 or so, possibly later this year. But
this was a 6.5 these scientists were predicting for September. Okay, so you say no. We're going to mark this one down.
Well,
we're tracking you.
If it's Southern California, then it's, and you're looking at a 6.5, then you're probably looking at China Lake. You're looking at way, way north of here.